This is Freedom 1650. Hampton Roads Radio will never be the same again. Steve Batten in the morning.
We're not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing, right? So 834, 26 before 9 with Steve Batten in the morning. And joining us on the phone is Leslie Evans. She is a children's author. She is well known for her multicultural-themed work in children's books. Her book, Can You Count 10 Toes, is the winner of the Gold Oppenheim Award. She writes in terms that all children can relate to and enjoy reading about. Leslie, thank you for taking the time to join us on the air this morning, and good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve. It's great to be with you.
Now, you're going to be, I think you're going to be on Channel 10 and some other things. You're on kind of a little tour right now talking about that. Aren't you on Channel 10 today or tomorrow?
Actually, I think that it will air Sunday morning.
Sunday morning. Okay, I'm sorry.
But I will be down in your lovely area taping that tomorrow.
Okay.
Friday morning. So.
Okay, I'm easily distracted. You'll have to forgive me. I'm sure you're used to that dealing with children. You know, look, squirrel, something shiny.
So. Oh, yes. Yes, I'm the mother of six. I can definitely handle a little distraction.
Now, I was going to say, mother of six, boys, girls, what's the mix there?
I actually have three and three.
Three and three. Okay.
Yeah, it's like the Brady Bunch, but I never did have Alice. So that was that is the only drawback there.
I gotcha. All right. Now, you got published with your second submission. Did I read that correctly?
You know, that is a true story, and one which is just, it's really unfathomable to most who write for children.
Right.
Because it just doesn't happen that way, but you know, the stars aligned, and I just had some divine intervention going on, and bam, I got that offer with my second book, story that I sent out.
Yeah, it's cool you said divine intervention, because I'm a big believer in that. We might talk about that a little bit later on, if you don't mind. Closely connected with programs and organizations advocating literacy for youth, especially one of the things you're talking about, or we're going to talk about, is reading during the summertime. And how to get the kids kind of disconnected electronically, if you will, and connected with their books.
You know, that is such a tricky thing these days, Steve. In the world full of flashy computer games and instant messaging and electronic gadgets, you know, children spend a lot of time with those things. In fact, a recent study by the Kaiser Family Foundation showed that youth ages 8 to 18 are spending nearly 8 hours a day with electronic media.
Holy cow.
Now, if you think about that, when they're in school, that's nearly all of their free time. So what's going to happen in the summertime? Yeah, those numbers are probably going to go up. So it is a concern. And the good news is that publishers and children's book publishing, amidst a struggling economy last year, was up by 10%.
Wow.
So, you know, the message is they are still putting great offerings out there for our children, and our children are still reading. So there's parents out there that are doing a lot of good things.
I got to tell you, Leslie, I am very fortunate in that my two youngest, my girls, are avid readers. They love to read, and of course I do everything I can to encourage that. So when they're with me during the summer, that's one of the first things that we do is take a trip down to the public library, and they get enrolled in that Reading is Fundamental program. And they just go nuts with that on reading book. But that's not an easy thing to do for a lot of parents, is it, to get their kids involved like that?
You know, it does take a conscious effort. And, Steve, I'm so happy to hear that you are raising readers. It sounds like you are definitely sending the message to your girls that reading is pleasurable and reading is fun. And, you know, you take the effort to go down and sign them up for programs. And I can't say enough good about the programs at our public libraries that they offer during the summer to encourage our children to read. And I am a true believer that a children's librarian can be your best friend, because they know the books that are going to get kids hooked on reading. They know the hottest series. They know the ones that reluctant readers are going to be drawn into. So I think we really need to make that effort to go to the library with our children and to take them on a consistent basis. You know, weekly library trips. When my kids were young, we would go check out stacks of library books every week. And we probably had 60 books. There were no fines back then, and there were no limits on books. So thankfully, we could have 60 library books in our house at a time, and it's a free service. It's like money in your pocket to go to the public library.
How cool is that? All right, we're talking with Leslie Evans, a children's book author.